Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing today? I am a little bit stuffy. I'm a little bit clogged up. It's okay. We power through, soldier on, and away we go. This interview is Brandon Godkin of the Maryland Black Bears. He's the assistant coach. His dad is the longest tenure coach in the NCAA, Rick Godkin. So you have to wonder, did one beget another? We talked to Brandon about that. We talked about his transition from playing to coaching. We talk about just the building a first-year team and how that's different from this year that he's had a full off season to do so. And also just dealing with players and everything like that, the transition of his life at such a young age, a tender age of 24. So we will talk to Brandon right now about that. So I will throw it to me from a pre-recorded interview. We're now joined by Maryland Black Bears assistant coach Brandon Godkin. Brandon, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm good, Scotty. Thanks for having us out.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Now, before let's get this out of the way right now, because obviously it'll be a talking point a little bit throughout. But you come from a coaching lineage. Your father, Rick, has been the head coach at Mercyhurst for 32 years, the longest tenured NCAA coach. Right now, how does, you know, when you're in that household, I know I saw your interview with Alex Atano, the voice of the Maryland Black Bears, that you didn't really, see him as a coach. Is that something that, you know, were you able to kind of differentiate dad and coach in that? Because I'm sure sometimes coaching came up, did it not?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, obviously just being in it every day of my life since I could remember. It just seems natural, but totally. I had the opportunity to play for my dad at college as well, so that was another unique situation, differentiating father and coach. But it was natural. We're pretty good in our relationship with keeping business, and family time. My mom definitely helps when we get too carried away with hockey talk. She chimes in, so it's a good unique aspect. Obviously, really lucky to have him as a mentor and a father, and then just the success that he's had in his career. It really helps me with just picking his brain about certain stuff. So it's been awesome.
It's good to have mom as a mediator. That's for damn sure.
Oh yeah.
But for coach, but playing for dad and stuff like that, did you get chirped a lot by the boys about being the coach's son at all? Because sometimes that's happened.
Yeah, no, honestly, no, it was good, just because, I thought maybe that would be the case, but the guys were really good. They treated me just like a regular guy, and that was something that I was really keen on, it was no problem, so it was good.
Was he someone that when, I guess, was he an influence to get you into coaching? Did he make a push for it? Or is that something that you, overseeing what he's done for many years, is that something you said, you know what, after my playing career, I want to get into this?
Yeah, so honestly, just throughout hockey in general, he never pushed me to be a player or a coach or anything like that. And it's just something that, like I said before, I've grown up, I'm a rink rat by nature. I'm always in the rink, and it's just something that, I couldn't see myself working outside of hockey. So even before going to Mercyhurst, I knew coaching was something that, I wanted to do. So just at my time there, was just a little bit more focused on, being in meetings and stuff like that, and seeing that side of it a little bit more than the playing aspect. So, it was just something that, honestly, it felt natural and something that I have the drive to do. So, he never was, pushing me to do anything, but he was definitely a big support, and still is a big support whenever I need it, but no pressure or anything like that. So,
Brandon Godkin, assistant coach of the Maryland Black Bears, here on Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. And last year, your first season coaching, the first season for the Black Bears. How did you get hooked up with Clinton and the gang out there in Odington?
Yeah, so I honestly didn't really know Clint. I applied online, and then I just bugged him till he hired me. So that's something we always laugh about, just because I was pretty persistent on calling and calling and calling him, and I just wouldn't let him say no. So it was a natural fit, you know, and I'm forever grateful for Clint in many aspects, but especially giving me my first chance to coach. And he's awesome, just day in and day out, you know, just helping me with, you know, just different aspects of junior hockey, because I wasn't really ever involved in junior hockey growing up, so there was a lot to learn, and there still is a lot to learn. So he's been helping me with that, and you know, he's a bit of a hockey nerd as well, so we like to talk about hockey a lot, which is really enjoyable. And he's just been super supportive with, you know, helping me with just the adjustment and all that good stuff. So, you know, last year was a lot, you know, thinking being a young guy, thinking you know a lot about it, just being there every day with my dad's school. I thought I knew what to expect, but actually being in it was way different. But the guys were great. Clint was super awesome. Everybody else was great. So it was a pretty easy transition.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease, brother. Let's be honest here. I mean, you got to go hard and make sure that they know where you're at. You're still around. So.
Yeah, for sure.
You mentioned first year, last year, you're learning a lot. You, like, what was the transition like for you? And I guess trying to build a team from scratch, what did you learn from that experience as well?
Yeah, just, you know, day-to-day stuff is a little bit different, you know, just two coaches here, to Clint and I. So there's a lot of responsibility, which is awesome. I couldn't ask for anything more. Just, you know, he threw me right into the fire. With a lot of responsibility, which is great. So I guess just, you know, the playing side of it, things just happen, and you kind of take it for granted, all the work that coaches do. So that was just, you know, something that took a little bit of an adjustment, kind of getting out of that, you know, player kid mode and more into a, you know, a coach. So that was a big thing. So
When you look at everything, you know, the player kid mode and stuff like that, you are a younger gentleman at 24, I believe, yes?
Yep, 24. That's good math. Sorry.
Yeah, hey, listen, I did pass some kind of high school. I went to class on occasion. It was great. But
do you think
being a younger guy in a junior league, does that help you connect or kind of be a resource for these younger players a little bit more because you're closer in age with them?
Yeah, I would think so. I think our environment's really good though. Clint and I, we're constantly working with kids. Our door is open and we're very approachable. So I guess for, you know, being my age, sure. Just, you know, I kind of can relate to what these kids are going through and the stresses that they have trying to get to the next step in their careers. But, it's a really good support system here with Clint and I, and, you know, the front office does a really good job too. Our guys are always up here, before they go into video, bugging Colin and Robin and Harrison. So, you know, it's a really like family first environment here, which is awesome. But yeah, my age does help in that term, but you know, there's obviously that line that you have to be careful with. You don't want to be too buddy-buddy with them, because at the end of the day, this is a business, and this is my job, so there's that fine line that I have to balance.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think being in, having been in the college area too, I'm sure they kind of go for you with that instance as well. Brandon Gotkin joins us here from the Maryland Black Bears, and in that interview with Alex that I keep referencing is that you mentioned you run the defense a little bit more, and Clint takes care of the offense. Last season, a little bit different. Obviously, injuries plagued themselves and trades and such like that. What has been the difference, I guess, running the defense from last year from running the defense this year, if anything at all?
Yeah, well, just generally speaking, time was a was a big factor. You know, Clint got the team and the keys to the car 3 weeks before the draft, and then I wasn't hired until I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks before our main camp. So last year, I really didn't have too much of a say of obviously the initial pieces, but, you know, just time and then just having the ability to kind of, you know, just basically create our identity and find a player that we like and that can work in our system. It's been great, you know, and then having kids like Logan Collins and Thomas Jarman, you know, just return and help back there with the younger kids and get them up to speed. It's been a huge help, you know, just from day-to-day stuff like practice, you know, systems and all that stuff. They're, sometimes kids are a little nervous to ask the coach for some reason, you know, but those guys act like a third and fourth coach, and it's a big help for sure. So just the time aspect, and then just, you know, having all these resources here in Maryland, just, you know, basically recruiting, trying to get the best kids, and kids want to play here. It's an awesome market, and, you know, I feel that Clint and I do a really good job. So just kind of showing, you know, what happened last year and our fan base and all that good stuff just really helped in the big picture of landing a little bit higher of a profile kid at the end of the day.
Now, I mean, you mentioned the fan base, you mentioned everything in there. How has, I guess, you know, you've only been in it for a little bit, but just the Mid-Atlantic region as a whole, how do you think it's grown hockey-wise in terms of just being able to develop more players into Division I players, more players into a higher level? And obviously, this is, having a team in the NA is going to help out a whole heck of a lot for that profile, too. Can you speak to, I guess, the growth of hockey in the Mid-Atlantic states?
Yeah. You know, as you know, the Capitals won the Cup the year before we started, which was like honestly a perfect fire for us. You know the fans here are awesome. I'll say this anytime I get the chance, they're a difference maker. You know, I love that walking into the rink for the first time, you can really feel the energy, and they're there at warm ups. And you know, I'm always telling these guys, I've been to a couple of college rinks that don't have the same atmosphere, and when this place is full, it's rocking, and we can feel it on the bench, and they're definitely a difference maker. But, you know, the guys really appreciate it and all that good stuff. But getting back to your question, growing in the Mid-Atlantic area, it's always been kind of a quiet little hockey bed in a unique sense. But, you know, just, you know, our ownership doing a great job with obviously bringing us and getting an affiliation with the EHL team and partial affiliation with Youngstown, just creating a pipeline and showing these kids that there's good hockey here, and this is a great place to develop. It is awesome. So there's a lot of kids right now that we see that are going to be high-end players by the end of the day if they keep progressing and growing. So it's kind of an exciting time to be down here in Maryland and watch this start to take off.
Brandon Gotkin of the Maryland Black Bears joins us here on Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. And this season, and I've said it as much as I can, what a difference a season makes for this, and what a difference a full off season and getting more people into it. 6-7-1 as we go in to the weekend to Johnstown here at the end, beginning of November. Actually, what have you seen, I guess, little things that you've seen that have made this team incrementally better as the season goes on?
Yeah, you know, not obviously I love the guys from last year, and no disrespect to them, but just the different types of kids that we have are just a little bit more professional. You know, the intensity in our practice is way different than last year, so it starts there. Obviously, practices are huge for us just because we practice so much, and it's kind of that college model where, you know, practice is where your development's going to be, and then obviously the games are a byproduct of that. But just, you know, kids that are young professionals, they're, you know, engaged. They want to, you know, learn. They want to practice. They want to, you know, pick your brain about certain things. And in a good way, they challenge you as coaches. Just, you know, talking about systems and stuff like that. Clint and I do video every day with our guys. Right now we have Aiden Bruich downstairs, and Clint's working with him. So it's just good, you know, those kids take initiative. They want to watch their shifts. They want to talk about, you know, stuff that we see and kind of correct on stuff. So, you know, just it helps them at the end of the day for, you know, the next step. Just we want to, you know, basically copy every big-time Division I program and treat them like that. So, you know, when they make that step to Clarkson or BU or UMass Lowell, it's not going to be too big of a step. So, you know, they're playing in systems. They're doing video work. They're, you know, working out with a trainer three times a week and all that good stuff. So, you know, these kids are totally taking advantage of all the tools that we have and the opportunities. So it's, you know, refreshing as coaches to see these kids take initiatives and in their careers.
Obviously, the Robbie Cup playoffs are the thing that is the goal for every team in the NA, and Maryland is no different in that. However, I guess before you make that big leap, you have to make the little steps that lead to that. What are the things that you want to see out of your players going forward to get to that Robbie Cup goal? I mean, is there any little things that you can see that could be done differently from what you've seen so far in the 14 games already?
Yeah, you know, honestly, just keep on progressing. We feel like we have the answers in the room, and it's just kind of sticking to our identity and our game plan. We've shown that if we play the right way, we're going to be a tough team to beat. And then, you know, just honestly, just it's a really new group. We only have three returners, I believe. So just coming together and kind of learning how to win as a group. You know, it takes time, but, you know, there's things from every weekend that we feel like, hey, this is a good stepping stone, and let's add to this. And, you know, last weekend was no different, kind of letting one slip away on Friday night. And then, you know, we kind of challenged our guys, and Saturday they really, you know, showed us, you know, what they're capable of, and had a great third period. And that's kind of a big stepping stone, is just how to win a game, and, you know, showing that we're, you know, making the right steps. So, you know, it starts every day. Honestly, once they get here, it's practice. It's something we can't just turn on Friday night against Johnstown when the pucks dropped. It started yesterday, and it's going to continue all the way through till the last whistle on Saturday. You know, and it being a 60 game season, it's not a sprint. It's a, you know, it's a marathon, but, we're definitely taking steps in the right directions to accomplish our main goal, and that's playoffs. So, you know, we just got to keep, you know, sticking to our identity and our game plans. And, you know, I think we should be good at the end of the day.
Just want to get to one last thing to get you out of here with, and you mentioned the returning players and how few there are right now. As a coach, is it better or worse to have a returners on? Obviously, you're going to want to have some guys there as cornerstones to be like a liaison between the coaching and the new players, but to have a complete turnaround almost like you guys had this year, is it better or worse to have new faces in as opposed to just having the same roster or a majority of the same roster you had last year?
Yeah, well, obviously for us, it wasn't acceptable for Clint and I in our vision. So, you know, last year, coming into this year, it was something that we definitely needed to do. We needed to get the right pieces in, and we kept the right pieces from last year's team. So, you know, I guess it goes year by year and what you see and what you have. And obviously our main focus right now is winning for this year. But, you know, we're not that old of a team. I think we only have three or four 99s. So it's, you know, I guess it's year to year. You build for junior hockey, you worry about next year. But, you know, in a perfect world, we wouldn't, you know, necessarily want to scrap the whole team and start over again.
You know, burning it down and then building it up again gets a little tiresome, I'm sure, at the end of the day. Brandon Garkin of the Maryland Black Bears assistant coach, thank you very much for joining me here today. Best of luck this weekend. Best of luck down the future. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you a little bit further down the road.
Awesome, Scotty. Thank you so much for your support in our program, and we'll talk soon.
And I would like to thank Brandon for his time today on this. Also, Colin McCarthy and the Maryland Black Bears organization for providing me the time with Brandon. And the other previous interviews we've done with Cooper Black, with Andrew Takas, and with Luke Mountain. Many more to come, I'm sure, should schedule permit. And hopefully we can get these things a little more frequent. Maybe even delve out into the other parts of Maryland hockey as well. But hey, we will cross that bridge when we get to it, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully not the Bay Bridge. And hopefully, if we do cross the Bay Bridge, it's early in the morning. There's no traffic. There's no one stopped because we all know there's no shoulder. And it's scary AF. Don't know where I'm going with this. I think the cold meds kicked in again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me. Check out the podcast if you haven't, and it should be a fun time there. And if you haven't gone to the Maryland Black Bears website to get your tickets for this weekend's game against Johnstown, November 1st and 2nd, go do that, MarylandBlackBears.com. Click the tickets, and there you go. You're good to go. That's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews, part of the Faceoff Hockey Show media faction on Blog Talk Radio. Play some Clutch Crab Hockey there this week, hon, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.